Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracer recording at 8:49 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is November 17th. Well, I suppose the most important thing that happened today was the fact that the dollar was a little bit stronger in here, not against the pound, which was relatively steady, but against the euro. It continues to encounter or find support in the region of $1.50, and was stronger by a full cent in here today. It was also a little bit stronger against some of the better performing commodity producing countries, currencies, and gave up much of its advance into the latter part of the day. But early on today, that dollar strength had a little bit of a headwind effect on some of these stock markets, particularly given that they performed so extraordinarily well yesterday. In Asia, the vast majority of indices were down somewhat, but not in any kind of dynamic way. Perhaps the weakest was in New Zealand, which has been ranging with a mild upward bias for much of the last 4 months, and today's move was somewhat larger on the downside than we've seen in a while, but it still remains very much within this broad ranging phase. Europe was very much a similar story, with the majority of indices down on the day and most of them less than 1%. We continue to see that most of those European indices are within the striking distance or have already broken to new recovery highs. As we approach the close on Wall Street, both the Dow, the S&P, and the Nasdaq are all relatively quiet. The Dow and the Nasdaq are both up in the region of a quarter of 1%. When we look at those Wall Street indices, they didn't break their progressions of higher reaction lows like we saw some of those indices in Europe doing at the beginning of this month and late in October. And the Wall Street leash effect is still very much in force, and provided Wall Street remains within this relatively consistent uptrend where we have this progression of higher reaction lows to monitor, that's unlikely to be any kind of headwind to other markets pushing to the upside. And the only note of caution is that over the last 4 months, where we've seen this loss of momentum on Wall Street, it's been unable to sustain these upward breaks. And we saw that the S&P and the Dow both broke upwards to new recovery highs in the last week. And in the last 4 months, they've been unable to sustain those upward breaks, but they've also held on to this progression of higher reaction lows, which suggests that there may not be a thinning out of supply above the market in the short term, but we're still seeing this demand coming in at progressively higher levels. Everyone is looking at this progression of higher reaction lows, and if they do get taken out, it would suggest that we're going to have a somewhat swifter reaction or reversion towards the mean. But what has happened over the last year, everything that's happened in stock markets particularly, has been broadly supportive of the bull market hypothesis. And provided we continue to see that these stock market indices have sustained their breaks upwards from their bases, or find support in the region of their 200-day moving averages, that's all broadly supportive of the bull market hypothesis. Monetary conditions remain extraordinarily accommodative, not just in the US, but right around the globe. And central banks are at pains to make the case that they are going to leave stimulus in their economies until they get the desired effect, which would be inflationary. They've already told us that they're going to leave the stimulus in their economies, even if they get growth. And if you have growth and you have an excess of stimulus, that is practically an equation for inflation. So inflation is obviously one of their targets when they are attempting to avoid deflation. Now, that inflation isn't going to show up in wages, and it's not going to show up in the price of services, but it could start to or begin to show up in the price of assets such as stock markets or indeed in commodities. And commodities are the better performing sector right now. Oil, having been firm yesterday, was relatively steady in here today and continues to consolidate below this $80 level. Gold, having been weak earlier on, regained the entire decline and is closing out the day up $2. Platinum is up $18. Silver, having had a look at $18 earlier on today, is in the region of 1842, and palladium alone among the precious metals was down on the day. So this is all still very much in line with the bull market hypothesis for precious metals. Gold continues to lead to the upside, and we're seeing that some of these related instruments are playing catch up at this point. And that is still very consistent with what we've seen in the past, where silver has played catch up. In the past, platinum has often led, but that's not the case on this occasion. But when we are looking or analyzing these precious metals, commonality is going to be a useful tool, and provided they are all pushing to the upside, all remaining, all sustaining progressions of higher reaction lows, then we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. There's still potential that this impressive advance will end in an acceleration, and if it does end in acceleration, such as we've seen on two previous occasions when we've seen all of the precious metals rallying at the same time in impressive form, then it's likely to be capped by a big downward dynamic. And if we keep our eyes open for that, that would be an indication that some of the leverage that is currently being built up in the precious metal sector is being unwound. We continue to have this symbiosis between the weak dollar and firm risk assets. And with the dollar's strength earlier on today, that did put some pressure on stock markets, and it did put some pressure on some of these commodity instruments. But these risk assets are moving up faster than the dollar is declining, and the dollar's decline has been very well managed. Certainly, a strong dollar isn't in the interests of the US economy right now, and provided they can manage it lower in a relatively gradualist basis, I don't think that's going to panic anyone else either. Provided that progression of lower rally highs remains in place on the dollar index, then any significant rally in the dollar will be viewed as a shorting opportunity by carry traders, and that will pump increased liquidity into these risk assets. And we will continue to see them pushing upwards to new high ground, absent the occasional reversion towards the mean. Monetary conditions remain extraordinarily accommodative, and when we look at spreads such as the 10 and the 2 year in the U.S. and the corresponding spreads in a number of other countries, we can see that that spread is at an historically very wide place. And historically, it takes a number of years before those spreads can come back and potentially even become inverted. So, while we're a year into a new bull market, the chances are that this is still in the relatively early stage of this new bull market, and we are not in any kind of mature area just yet. And that would suggest that most of these assets, when they do have their corrective type phases and eventually revert to their means, can be seen as having value. And some of the better performing markets in Asia and in commodity producing Latin America are likely to outperform on the upside by a considerable margin. And the same can be said for very much for a lot of the commodity sector. Precious metals and industrial metals are certainly leading in this environment. But at the chart seminar on Thursday and Friday, we looked at a lot of agricultural commodities. And while they haven't been leading as a group on the upside in this current move, we've seen that with the grains, they've all found support at historically relatively high levels. Corn at $4. Well, there was a time that $4 corn was considered really very expensive, and today that is looking to be in the region of the new floor. And we look at cocoa, or indeed coffee, and they're all well above their historic lows. That would suggest that provided we continue to see that these agricultural commodities are sustaining the way that they found support over the last few months, then fertilizer producers are likely to be an area that will offer leverage to the agricultural sector. And certainly they have been laggards, but they're also basing and testing the upper sides of their bases recently. So that will be a sector to keep an eye on with a view to playing the soft commodity sector if they do begin to play catch up in a meaningful way over the coming months and indeed year. And I think with that I will leave you for the evening. I suppose the other commodity that's worth having a look at, particularly on a somewhat longer basis, is lumber. It's up almost $10 in here today. It's breaking the progression of higher reaction lows. And or sorry, it's breaking the progression of lower rally highs that has been in place since 2004, with just one exception. That's potentially important, since obviously the lumber contract is 2x4s, and 2x4s are used in home construction. So that is another interesting commodity. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.